Car sharing is available in most major cities, but Buffalo Car Share Executive Director Michael Galligano says the state's outdated no-fault law makes coverage too risky for insurance companies, and after 6 years in business, the nonprofit's being dropped by its carrier. Galligano says in any of the other 38 states without no-fault, insurance carriers would be knocking on their door.
We haven't even been offered insurance. That's, again, not based on our loss one, but based on New York state law not allowing innovation to come into the state.
Buffalo Car Share provides about 7,000 trips a year, mostly to lower-income residents who cannot afford to own a car. Galligano says the organization's 900 members pay small monthly dues and an hourly fee.
We actually cover the gas as well. You only pay to use it. If I just need it once a month, $8 an hour, you go to the grocery store back and forth. It makes sense for that kind of stuff.
And Galligano says since 2009, by not owning, car share users have saved $5 million to spend in the community.
You know, they go to that restaurant on Saturday night now that they wouldn't have been able to go to. It's really, really a much bigger scale than just a car sharing agency when you could save over $5 million in 6 years.
Being a car share member allowed Galligano to save enough money to buy a house in Buffalo.
My example is a very oddball example, but we have hundreds of those examples. We have examples of people moving into the city to be close to a car share car because this is what they need to get around.
Among them, 27-year-old Kathy Wallace. She uses the service about three times a month, and Wallace says since joining 2.5 years ago, she's had the freedom to go places that buses don't go, including to doctor's appointments in the suburbs.
I was able to recently go to a friend's funeral where the funeral was not, the parlor was not on a bus line. It's allowed for me to do so much where the buses just stop at one point, the cars allow you to go a little bit further.
Her membership also benefits friends who don't drive.
When I have the car, I'm able to say, hey, you need to go shopping, you need, you know, to go to the doctors, what do you need? Let's just do it since I have the car. And it's improved my own quality of life and their quality of life.
State Senator Mark Panapinto, a Buffalo Democrat, says the insurance committee he sits on is attempting a legislative fix.
But it's not being moved forward by my Republican colleagues. We don't really see the sort of need for car share because it services low-income people. It's not their constituents out there that are affected by it.
But it's also good for the environment. Since starting in 2009, Galligano says Buffalo Car Share has kept 600 cars off the road, which eases parking in busy neighborhoods. Less than a block from his Allen Street office, crews are busy building the new UB Medical School over the Metro Rail station. The project includes creating a new gateway to the medical campus.
They're redoing Allen Street, and they're talking about parking, and they're talking about 80 spots. But there's 7,000 people going to be down here. What is 80 spots really going to do for 7,000 people? So innovative thinking such as car sharing, biking, walking, all that stuff has to play into the role.
They've been so successful, the Department of Transportation and the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority awarded Buffalo Car Share a $280,000 grant last year to replicate its model in several cities across New York. Adam Reuter is NYSERDA's transportation program manager.
They help the transportation system as a whole by reducing congestion, by supporting the transportation infrastructure that we have rather than having us have to build additional roads and additional expensive projects.
With our policy set to expire June 15th, Galligano is pushing for help.
Insurance carrier that wants to think progressively and wants to change their market slightly to look at us, we would be open for those discussions. We would also look for a bigger company to absorb us, and we still would be able to maintain service.
Senator Panapinto says he'll discuss Buffalo Car Share's problem with the chair of the Insurance Committee on Monday in Albany. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.